Just when you thought it was safe to go back on the Twitter.
Admit it, you're only watching Sharknado to tweet about it and get lots of retweets.
Finn. Ah! Shark. Ah! Finn. Ah! Shark. Ah! Submitted for your Emmy consideration.
Still better than Lucy.
I want to put bears in a monsoon. Who wants to fund my movie project?
Buzzsaw hand Tara Reid is peak humanity. Hashtag Sharknado 2.
The takeaway players there with some dramatic readings of some of the best Sharknado 2 tweets from last night. Sharknado 2, the second one, hit those small screens last night. The much-anticipated sequel to one of the most tweeted films of all time. With me at the center of the storm on the next installment of the sci-fi made-for-TV cult classic is Kristen Meinzer, who watched the film and the Twitter sphere last night. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Todd.
Let me say off the top that we just heard the tweets there of Emily Nussbaum, Ethan Clapper, Elahi Azadi, Pani Wazik, one or two others. Great tweets from last night. I got to tell you, I didn't get sci-fi in my hotel room here in New York. I watched Sharknado 2 on Twitter. I feel like I didn't miss a thing.
You know what? I'm going to recommend you still find a way to watch this movie because it's one of the greatest movie events of all time. And yes, the Twitter, like the whole time you're watching the movie, you just want to tweet the whole time because it's hard not to. It's the lines are spectacular. All the cameos are amazing. Like you wouldn't believe the people who show up in this movie. And it's all tongue in cheek. You have Judd Hirsch from Taxi playing a taxi driver. You have Robert Hayes, who played Ted Stryker in Airplane, playing an airplane pilot. You have Billy Ray Cyrus playing a doctor, Kelly Osbourne, and all these people, of course, it seems like in the contract, it seems that if you got to be in this movie, you also get to be eaten by a shark.
Where did we get to the point where pretty much everybody in Hollywood wants to be part of this, or at least people with B-movie cred?
How do you not want to be in Sharknado 2? You make it sound like it's even a question. Everybody wants to be in Sharknado 2. This is, you get to utter lines like, this is one of my favorites. I know you're scared. I'm scared too, because they're sharks. And sharks are scary. Now, how can you top that? That's Ian Ziering, who plays the lead, Finn Shepard, in this movie.
Finn Shepard. Yes. Ian Ziering of 90210 fame, I guess you could
call
it.
That is right. That's him rallying the troops, getting people ready to fight the Sharknado. How can you beat those kinds of lines?
Now, Kristen Meinzer, how did we get to the point, though, as amazing as this movie is, where a movie, two movies about tornadoes made of sharks terrorizing U.S. cities on planes and everywhere else became cultural media phenomena that everybody just wanted to be a part of, at least on the internet, if not on television.
How ridiculous is it? Can you think of a more ridiculous thing than a Sharknado? And it's fun to just say Sharknado. Like, you don't even have to explain. These are tornadoes filled with sharks. And you can just say Sharknado over and over again, and you'll kind of giggle to yourself every time.
Is it about, you think, is it about the sarcasm of how stupid the movie is? Is it so bad that it's good? It feels a little bit Rocky Horror-ish to me, which is one of my favorite things of all time.
Oh, I think it's deliberately awful, and everyone's really just enjoying themselves who's watching it and who's in the movies. I love the conviction that the actors bring to their roles. When Ian Ziering is fighting those sharks in those Sharknados with those chainsaws, you see the look on his face like, I'm going to kill you, mother sharks. I'm going to kill you.
So what's next? There's no way we're getting out of this without Sharknado 3, right? It's just it's doing too well.
There have been hints that there is going to be a Sharknado 3, and I hope that those hints aren't just teases. I hope that it's genuine, it's real. And if we're really lucky, maybe we'll even get a theatrical release. The first Sharknado did get a theatrical release abroad. Keeping my fingers crossed, Sharknado 2 and maybe Sharknado 3 will see in the theaters as well.
Kristen Meinzer is not content with Sharknado on the small TV screen. She wants to see it on the silver screen because that's what she's all about. Kristen Meinzer, cultural producer at The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Before we go, let me bring you up to speed on the best Sharknado tweet from last night. Hands down, came from Pour Me Coffee, the Twitter legend. As the action in Sharknado rages, he says, Barack Obama, are you even in the Situation Room?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.